Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You ever see those couples and you wonder, how did that guy end up with that girl?
All the time.
Yes.
You know, like the Olsen twins and pretty much every old guy they've ever dated.
Yeah, yeah, it's here. They love the senior citizens.
Yeah. They do.
Or Macaulay Culkin and every hot girl he's ever dated.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like, how did he get with Mila Kunis?
Uh-huh.
What is going on there?
Weird. It could be money.
Well, she has money, too.
She already had money.
They're all rich. Exactly. They all love each other.
You see, it's mysteries like this that just confound my mind. And we have a guy on the phone for a second date update who admits he had a mismatched date. And he was the lucky one.
Oh, that's a good place to be.
Yeah, but maybe that's why he's not getting a call back now.
Yeah.
His name's Curtis. What's up, Curtis?
Yo, how you guys doing?
Oh, Curtis, you dating up?
Yeah, pretty much. I kind of outkicked my coverage on this one.
You're accidentally dating up then.
Yeah. So what's this girl's name?
Her name is Ashley.
Ashley, yeah. Okay.
We met, got together with mutual friends at a socially distanced get-together. Just
very responsible of you. Good job.
Thank you. I try to be. Mm-hmm. And, wow, not to be crass, but she's an absolute smoke show.
Nice,
okay.
Is that crass?
I think it's kind of nice.
Well, I know. I was just saying, not to be crass, but
he could have said beautiful. He's using a slang. He's being too safe. You're being extra safe,
yeah.
Bro. Smoke her up, dog.
Yeah.
So did you get a chance to talk to her?
Nope.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's stunning, and she's never been around these friends before, so it was like I immediately noticed her, introduced myself eventually, and
were you nervous? What were you feeling like in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely butterflies, because, I mean, she is that much of a knockout, so yeah, but, you know, I had a little bit of liquid courage going, and went over to her and started talking, and at some point, I, you know, made an offhand comment about KFC and how I kind of wish that there was KFC at the cookout or kind of just like potluck, really.
Like basically, you're just trashing on everybody's food and saying that, why don't we just do takeout?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, the food was hot garbage.
So. Okay. So it was accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I said that and I'm like, you know, I could really use some extra crispy. And she's like, extra crispy. I'm like, yeah, KFC. I'm kind of a KFC whore. And she's like, oh my God, I love KFC too. And I'm like, wait, what? So yeah, we did like
that. Is that really shocking to you that somebody else loves KFC?
I mean, I guess I said that in jest in some way because I do actually am very much into KFC. It was a meeting point for us, so to speak.
And it's hard to believe that hot girls even eat sometimes,
yeah,
right?
I guess that's true.
Mean,
exactly. I mean, I figured she was on like a fully vegan diet or whatever, but she wasn't. And we started chatting. She's a flight attendant, which she's always on the go. So that's why she's really into KFC. And yeah, I got enough courage up after that. And I was like, do you want to go out sometime? And she's like, yeah, that'd be great.
Nice.
It's interesting. I could, like, you can hear in his voice, like, how nervous he was in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking about it still, like, his voice is getting all quick and excited. He's like, ah.
So,
yeah. When she said yes, it was like, I think I let out an audible sigh, which was probably not the coolest thing to do.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's good to be not cool, especially around women who are ultra beautiful. And I really think that because it's so refreshing to see someone just be themselves.
From your mouth to God's ears. I mean, like, hopefully that was the case.
I don't know that from personal experience. I just have a lot of hot friends.
Yeah.
So
what'd you guys do for your actual date?
So we went out to this nice place, you know, certainly not KFC. And at one point, I made an offhand joke about, you know, oyster shooters and being an aphrodisiac.
Oh, God.
Aphrodisiac jokes are always funny. Don't let Brooke's
negativity
get you down.
Thank you. I mean, well, maybe not, because I then kind of doubled down and made a joke about asparagus.
What is asparagus? This makes your pee smell? Like,
uh-oh.
My understanding, and I'm not sure if it's an old wives' tale or anything, but I've always heard that, like, asparagus really gets the libido going. It's real, you know.
Are you Wait, is that the joke, or are you being serious?
Oh, I didn't know.
That's serious. I mean, that's what I've heard. And, I mean, I wasn't like, hey, this is an automatic hookup or anything like that, but, you know, I was nervous, and I thought, you know, she kind of liked the first joke.
But I was going down every food item and telling her.
You know what they say about rice.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good night.
Yeah. Breadsticks, huh, girl? Is that what you're hungry for?
Also, you heard about water?
Yeah.
And it didn't help that I was, like, kind of stuffing my face at the time with asparagus.
That probably didn't add to the...
Yeah. All right. That might have put a wrench in things. Yeah, were you able to recover?
I'm guessing it didn't help. I mean, look, it seemed like the rest of the date went well. We talked about what she does. And I feel like there was a moment towards the end of the date afterwards where I could have kissed her, but
like
I
she
didn't.
She was full on asparagus. Yeah. She couldn't have turned it down.
And I didn't seize the opportunity, and I'm regretting it, and I feel like a jack butt, if I can, I'm not sure what I can say on the radio. But, yeah, it's been a few days, and just ghost city, and I haven't heard anything from her.
Okay. She may just not be home. Like...
Yeah, no, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I just kind of feel like, you know, the clock struck midnight and here I am. And like, it was kind of like all a dream. And she's, you know, kind of realized that I'm kind of a schmuck in some ways.
But a schmuck with lots of asparagus. Yeah. So you got something going for you. Well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back, call Ashley for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update. All right, Curtis?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with Curtis, who met a beautiful flight attendant named Ashley.
Yes.
And he describes Ashley as being a little bit out of his league.
Mm-hmm.
They bonded over their mutual love of fine cuisine. Specifically, Kentucky fine cuisine.
Yeah.
But when he took Ashley out, he may have made a few too many jokes about aphrodisiacs over dinner.
Uh-huh.
He also felt like he missed out on a good opportunity for a first kiss, but he's hoping that we can call up Ashley, his long-lost flight attendant, and help him book a one-way trip to her heart.
Oh, that was cute.
I hope it's first class.
Now, Curtis, in keeping with standard safety regulations, I will need to perform a cavity search before we make this phone call.
Yikes.
On myself, I mean, not on you.
Okay.
Oh, so that's normal.
How are you still finding stuff up there, Jeffrey? Like,
I hope you never work for TSA.
Yeah.
It's cavernous. What can I say?
Cavernous? Oh, my God.
All right, Curtis, you ready to do this?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, are you as nervous now as you were the moment you asked her out?
Way more.
Oh, more.
Yeah, much more.
Okay, so we're not in a healthy spot right now, Curtis. Just know that, I mean, there could be a reason why, you know, a perfectly logical reason why she's not calling you back.
That is the sound of me knocking on wood.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to dial the phone number, and we're going to see if Ashley answers. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ashley, please?
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
Seriously? This is the radio?
Hey,
yeah.
What's up?
Oh, my God. Wow, there's more of you. Oh, my God.
You still exist. Uh-huh. Radio's still alive.
Hey, whoa. Ashley.
Hi. What's up?
I can't tell if you know the show or not, but we're doing something called a second date update.
I have heard of this.
Okay, so you know that the way it works is if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person to try and figure out the reason why.
So someone I went out with called you.
Yeah.
Correct.
And his name... Okay.
She's so
I know. You sound so excited about this.
We hung up on more than anything, so this is nice.
I'm curious. Who is it?
Well, a guy emailed us about you named Curtis.
Okay.
Okay, that's still positive. You met Curtis at the barbecue?
Yes, I did. I feel bad. I saw he texted me. I am a flight attendant, so I'm like always traveling for work. So I didn't really mean to like not respond to him.
Oh my God, that's what I told him, that was a possibility. And he thought for sure you were standing him up. He said, go city.
Oh no, I was like out of town. I just kind of missed it. I meant to respond, but no, I really wasn't like intentionally ghosting him or anything.
So you're going to call him back?
I mean, he was like a really nice dude. I would definitely hang out with him again.
What did you like about him?
He was funny. Like, he had a quirky sense of humor, and I feel like I'm not usually surprised by that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
So no issues with him? Like, no, like, asparagus issues or anything weird?
Oh, he He made a joke about asparagus, which, I mean, I've not heard before, but it's very educational, so I don't know.
Educational, that's good.
Okay, so it's all good.
Yeah, no, he was really fun, actually.
Wow. Okay, dude. This is a lot easier than we thought.
I mean, when I told him it may be something just totally normal, I was lying to him when I said that in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was just,
yeah. Brooke is shocked right
now. I am. I'm like, cool.
Because this never happens.
Do we just hang up? I guess this is going to happen
earlier than it should, but Ashley, we forgot to tell you that Curtis has been on the phone listening this entire time. He wants to talk to you.
What's
Curtis?
Yes. No, I'm thrilled. This is amazing.
Hi.
Fantastic. What's going on?
This is
incredible. What's up, man? Hi. I can't believe you called the radio, but, you know.
I was a little bit concerned. And, I mean, look, full disclosure, guys like me don't end up with girls like you. So
you're sweet.
All right.
Yeah, I'm beyond super stoked. And
Curtis, but hold on. You're going to talk yourself out of a date here. Let me just ask her before it gets out of hand. Ashley,
yeah, sure.
Would you be willing to go on a second date with Curtis? We'll pay for it.
Yes, I would be willing to do that.
Oh, my God. This is the cutest.
Amazing.
So
well, congratulations, Curtis. Yeah,
you
got the easiest second date update we've ever done.
That's
dude,
amazing.
And she said such nice things about you, Curtis.
I know.
Yeah, wow.
I can't believe you were so nervous about this.
I mean, I was nervous. I guess now I could say, because this is going to happen. I mean, I've been in love with her for, 2 years, basically.
Hold on.
Wait, you said you had never met her before.
I haven't met you.
The people you might know option on Facebook, that algorithm or whatever, because obviously we have mutual friends, your profile came up and I've just been kind of looking at your profile and looking at your pictures in Greece and, you had actually liked KFC and stuff like that. And so I kind of commented on that at the,
you made that comment because I'm on my Facebook that I like KFC. That's why you said that?
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that weird. I mean, ultimately, everything else
Curtis,
is organic.
Hold on, you didn't tell us that you had known her before this. You said you
didn't
just
know
met her.
He knew her Facebook profile.
I knew her Facebook profile.
I did not know him until we met at our friend's party. Curtis, I don't know that I would have told me this if I were you.
Yeah, dude, I feel kind of awkward.
I mean, the thing is, Curtis, what's weird about it is that, why wouldn't you just DM her on Facebook 2 years ago and say, hey, what's up? We have mutual friends.
Yeah.
The whole 2 years of looking at her page is kind of creepy, man.
Because it's just a lot different to just, DM somebody, especially a chump like me. She'd probably look at my Facebook profile and be like, who in the hell is this loser?
Oh, so, buddy.
Did you know that she was going to be at that party that your friends were throwing?
I mean, yeah, I figured as much. I mean, I also did check with one of our friends just to be sure, but...
No, but that's fine. I mean, it's kind of like a setup, right? If your friend is in on it, it's almost like a setup.
Ashley, how are you feeling hearing all this?
You know, I feel a little weird about it. I wish, full disclosure, you would have just kind of told me that up front, because now it feels like you were hiding it or trying to be someone based on my Facebook profile. And I just, I like you. I wouldn't have thought you were a chump or something. So, I don't know. I feel a little weird.
I honestly, Ashley, I don't think that it's that big of a deal, honestly. I think that social media is a weird thing these days, and people don't know how to navigate it all the time. And he obviously thinks that you're way out of his league.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have mutual friends. There's people that can vouch for him that he's not some stranger that is just stalking you.
That's really fair. You're right. Yeah.
When you're friends with people for years online, I know kids that I'm like, oh, they've grown up so much. I've never even met these people. I sound creepy.
You're following children online?
I'm following parents, and they post pics of their kids. Next thing you know, they're four.
See, actually,
I remember when they were in diapers.
That's a lot stranger than what Curtis is
but
doing.
I see what he's talking about. You know someone, but you don't know
okay,
him.
Okay, everyone's a creep, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... I noticed your profile. I really admired you. I didn't, from there, it's you get to a certain point. I don't know. It's just,
I understand. And I appreciate you telling me now on the radio.
Yeah, and I promise there's nothing else that I'm hiding that I wouldn't, that I would drag you onto a radio show for that I haven't told you or anything like that. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But when you say that, it makes it sound like there is something you're hiding, Curtis.
I promise you, there's nothing.
Okay. Well,
do we re-ask?
Now I'm like,
I feel like
I need to re-ask the question again because we have new information than what we had the first time.
Just re-ask.
It's over.
Ashley
That's
seems
it.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I just want to avoid any liabilities on our end.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, would you like to go out on another date with Curtis? We'll pay for it. Just pretend I didn't ask you the first time.
Yeah, only one date.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
Okay. Didn't sound okay. Too
hey, but it was still a yes. Take it as a win. That's a W, Curtis.
All right, well.
Yeah, no, trust me. I'm yes. Amazing. Thank you.
Well, wow, this is amazing. This is the first time we've ever had two yeses
hey!
By the same person on a second date update.
It's a good point.
Dude, it's like three dates now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of breaking the mold here. I'm somewhat of a pioneer.
All right, let's celebrate. Get out the asparagus. Come on.
Hey, everybody. Asparagus and oysters.
And just to be clear, the date you guys are paying for is not a KFC, right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Moving 92.5.